one of the things that the Park District has, well, anybody who lives in the Midwest knows that over the last several winters, we've had some fairly mild winters. And providing outdoor recreational opportunities during those times in which there's no snow on the ground and there is an opportunity to actually engage in outdoor recreation, we would like to be able to provide it. Now, one of our biggest venues outside of our parks use, for general use, is in our golf courses. We have a very large contingent of individuals who would, citizens who would like to participate in golf potentially year-round. There are several courses within the community, privately owned or publicly owned and operated, outside the park district that keep their courses open, weather permitting. For years, we had had Bunn Golf Course opened. Based on our analysis of the last several years and the mild winters, what we discovered is we had over 1,000 rounds played at one of our golf courses. So what we decided to do this year is a trial period to see how well it would work with the community and otherwise, is to provide an opportunity during those nice days for individuals to come out and play a round of golf at a discounted rate, which we call a winner rate, for purposes of enjoying the afternoon or morning of golf, again, weather permitting. Instead of just one course, there's four courses now within the community in which you can enjoy a game of golf.
There's obviously some interest here from golfers who will be willing to play despite the cold weather so long as there's no snow, I guess.
Yes, golfers are ready to tee off first thing in the morning, regardless of the weather, most cases.
And so you mentioned there will be reduced rates.
Well, to give you as an example, our regular course rate for 18 holes with a cart is normally $33.25 if you're a resident in Springfield. If you're not a resident of the Springfield Park District, then the rate is $37.25. But if you're a resident in the wintertime, you won't play, you go from $33.25 down to $22. So it's a heavily discounted rate to play in the winter months.
Do you look at weather forecasts or predictions for the weather this coming winter when you are making these decisions?
Well, we base it on our actual history of the last several years and what we anticipate the weather on. You know, when they say we're going to have another mild winter or a dry winter, there's a great possibility that you're not going to have much snow, which means you may have cold winds, but that doesn't necessarily deter a golfer who wants to go out and play some golf on a nice day where the sun is shining and you've got a little chill in the air. So it was a combination of things. It's been based on the last several years, the mild winters we've had, and the number of golfers that have come to one golf course. Again, last year alone, we had over 1,000 rounds played in less than 2 months, in January, February. And we anticipate that, you know, that this year we'll have that much more at the other three courses.
And so I don't know a ton about golf, I'll admit, but I'm assuming if it's freezing and the ground's frozen solid, it would be hard to get a tee in. So is the weather permitting, meaning snow, precipitation, or temperature as well?
There's a combination of things. The superintendent of our golf maintenance division actually makes the call on whether or not, weather permitting, whether or not you can actually play golf. Even during our regular season, if it gets too wet outside, he may say, you can only go on a cart path, or there's a 90-degree rule where you have to go out into the rough and go directly across the fairway in order to reduce the damage to the course. Obviously, if there's snow on the ground, there's no golf. If the ground is frozen, it's no different than in the dry, and it's hard to get the tees in the ground. It's no different than in the dry months, like in August, in which the ground gets so hard that sometimes it's still difficult when it's dry out and doesn't necessarily be frozen. So there's a variety of different factors that will be determined. Now, what the public will need to do is they'll need to, if they want to call ahead to see if the courses are open, the course is open from 8:30, I believe, to 4 o'clock. And the public should then call into that particular pro shop and see whether or not they're open that particular day before the 8:30 hour.
You mentioned in Springfield there are privately owned golf courses that have stayed open during the winter months.
Certainly. Certainly. There are several.
So I was going to ask if there are other courses in Illinois, but I'm assuming that's probably the case as well.
I think the answer would be yes to that. Again, any time that any, especially in the public sector, we can provide additional recreational opportunities to such a large group of individuals, and golfers is a very large an intentional group, then we'd like to provide that opportunity. So we'll see after the end of this season, and which will be February 28th of 2013, how well this promotion performed. The good thing about the district is we have already have staff on. Our pros are already on. It's not going to cost the taxpayers any more money to keep the golf courses open. So any revenue received is just money in the bank for the park district, which of course goes back to only improve the quality of the services in our golf courses.